They're never gonna change us. Rocking these songs like we're famous, you and me. And this country music fame.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. David Pecker will be on the witness stand when Donald Trump's New York hush money trial resumes tomorrow morning. The former publisher of the National Enquirer was the first witness called by the prosecution.
The three key witnesses in this case are an adult film star, a lawyer who has literally served jail time for lying under oath, and the top executive at the National Enquirer. I mean, this is hardly a shining moment for American democracy.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. President Biden focused on solar energy and climate-focused jobs at an Earth Day event in Virginia. The Supreme Court weighed whether it's legal to arrest or fine homeless people who sleep outside when there's available shelter space where they are. Stocks closed higher, the Dow up more than 250 points. This is ABC News. If Arizona's near-total abortion ban goes into effect in the coming days, California may open its doors to Arizona's abortion doctors.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he is pursuing emergency legislation that would allow Arizona doctors to practice reproductive care inside of California. Newsom says California has seen demand for reproductive care climb by 17% since Roe v. Wade was rolled back. California has made itself a safe haven for those seeking abortion care. The emergency law, he mentions, would expedite approval for Arizona healthcare workers to perform abortions in California. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Artificial intelligence is allowing some museum visitors to speak to Spanish artist Salvador Dali. A new installation titled Ask Dali at the Dali Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida, is based on Dali's famous lobster phone sculpture. Visitors can pick up the phone, ask a question, and hear the artist's response. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Tonight, lows of 45, spotty light showers in the evening, and southwest winds 10 to 17. Tuesday, partly cloudy, scattered showers in the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs in the mid-60s, west winds 10 to 18. Tuesday night, lows of 30, showers ending early, then clearing off. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. It's 65 degrees.
100.9 WRCL.
Hello. nobody's ever seen, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug. It's a little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. No, that little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug.
Here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
A book's no good, sitting on a shelf. Your hands in your pockets ain't no kind of help. Painting with no pain. Ain't got much to do, and I ain't no good without you. Can't sing a song that ain't got no words. Seas just a sea till you're dropping in the dirt. A church ain't a church without some people in the pews, and I ain't no good without you. I'd be just another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. I sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you, babe. It's just a bench without a river to flow. Tied with no strings, no, you won't play a note. You can't sink the eight ball if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. Without you, I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, but you put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white. You put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Hey.
Thompson Square without you on WRCO, Country and Community. Don't forget, just getting underway, the Highland Mobile Food Pantry is being held, and no registrations required, but it is being held at 726 Main Street. There's no entry to the church there. Coming up, high school sports. First, though, we'll have an early evening news at 4:30, followed by pregame leading up to the Seneca at Ithaca softball game right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and also live online at WRCO.com. Vilni has the call.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounds area business and individuals. Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge, Cardinal Glass Industries, Delta 3 Engineering, Electric Design, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, Muscadet Mini Mart, Meyer Construction, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. The salute to our farm families is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
When the world ends, there will be nothing to save you.
What? On.
No hope, no refuge.
That's not exactly right.
Wick Buildings Lumber is 45% stronger.
Nothing will withstand your demise.
Our wood grip screws and 29-gauge steel are doing well over there.
Nothing will save you.
I don't want to tell you you're doing your job wrong, but it looks like my Wick Building is doing okay. Hey, guys, check out that building over there.
Hey, get that building! Yeah!
No, no!
Sorry, buddy. Wick Buildings are built to last.
Ah, fine. When the world ends, there will be only one building that can save you. Wick Buildings. Immeasurable strength.
Exceptional value.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 608-604-3623 to discuss your Wick Building.
Hello friends, it's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season.
Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, I got a friend named Whiskey Sam. He was my boonie rat buddy for a year and now. He said, I think my country got a little off track. Took him 25 years to welcome me back. But it's better than not coming back at all. Many a good man I saw fall. And even now, every time I dream, I hear the men and the monkeys in the jungle scream. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. Well, I remember one night, Tex and me, rappled in on a hot LZ. We had our 16s on rock and roll, and with all of that fire, I was scared and cold. I was crazy and I was wild, and I have seen the tiger smile. I spit in a bamboo viper's face, and I'd be dead, but by God's grace, drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. It was a slow walk in a sad rain, and nobody tried to be John Wayne. I came home, but Tex did not, and I can't talk about the hit he got. But I got a little limp now when I walk, and I got a little tremolo when I talk. But my letter read from Whiskey Sam, you're a walking, talking miracle from Vietnam. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Bartender Betty's got a real big mouth. Sally at the beauty shop will tell every blonde in town. Pastor Pete will pass and judge me like they pass a plate around. Try and keep it to myself, but you're all over my mind, and I need somebody to tell. When my heart is half broken, I'm feeling like hell. They're my holy trinity. Jesus, my mama, my therapist know all about you. They listen, don't judge me, they love me with or without you.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
Join us on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for non-denominational Cowboy Church featuring Monty Berger. Services will be held at the Presbyterian Church located at 402 North 2nd Street. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Don't miss out on Lipstick and Dipsticks, a free women's car care clinic hosted by TC Autoworks in collaboration with Passages. Join them on Tuesday, April 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at TC Autoworks for an informative session on basic car care, automotive lingo, basic automotive service, tire care, and wiper replacement. Plus, all participants will receive a free gift bag, and there will be free prize drawings. Save the date and mark your calendars for this empowering event on Tuesday, April 23rd at TC Autoworks, located at 1201 U.S. Highway 14 in Richland Center.
When you rolled out of bed and stomped your toe, and I heard you almost cuss, and I fought back the urge to laugh just listening to you fuss. Then you overdid the coffee, couldn't get your hair just right. When I smiled and said good morning, you look mad enough to fight. Well, that's another side of you that I'm in love with too. Yeah, that minivan's a far cry from the sports car in your dreams, and that dead-end job just pushed back vacation more, it seems. You got soccer at 4:30, ballet class by 5, and I call you talking flirty. You ask, have I lost my mind? Well, that's another side of you that I'm in love with too. When you lay down in my arms, let go of all that stress, whisper, honey, I love you, your head on my chest. And the world's strongest woman is my lady. Another side of you that I'm in. If I had to do the things you do, I'd just lose my mind. Somehow you get them fed and bathed and settled down by nine. And I hear you down the hallway as you're laying down to sleep. And they pray the good Lord watches over them and you and me. That's another side of you that I'm in love with too. That's another side of you that I'm in love with.
On WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. David Pecker will be on the witness stand when Donald Trump's New York hush money trial resumes tomorrow morning. The former publisher of the National Enquirer was the first witness called by the prosecution.
The three key witnesses in this case are an adult film star, a lawyer who has literally served jail time for lying under oath, and the top executive at the National Enquirer. I mean, this is hardly a shining moment for American democracy.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. President Biden focused on solar energy and climate-focused jobs at an Earth Day event in Virginia. The Supreme Court weighed whether it's legal to arrest or fine homeless people who sleep outside when there's available shelter space where they are. Stocks closed higher, the Dow up more than 250 points. This is ABC News.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-739-4440.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows down to the mid-40s, southwest winds 10 to 15, with spotty light showers possible in the evening, and Tuesday partly cloudy, scattered showers in the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-60s. With south winds at 5 to 10, it's 65 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's another day of burn bans as high winds and low humidity are creating ideal fire conditions. The DNR said that the past week has been the busiest for wildfires. Most of Wisconsin has had very high fire danger, and DNR officials said that people should avoid burning outdoors if they can. In the past week, there have been 74 wildfires in the state, burning over 100 acres. 16 of those fires happened yesterday, including a 25-acre fire in northern Trempealeau County. Today is Earth Day. The global theme for the day is planet versus plastic. Plastic production is ramping up around the world. It's projected to triple by 2050 if nothing changes. Most plastic is made from fossil fuels and chemicals. This week, thousands of negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Ottawa, Canada to work out a treaty to try to reduce plastic pollution. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to roll up your sleeves and volunteer this Earth Month and every month of the year. Volunteers are essential to helping the DNR protect and enhance Wisconsin's abundant natural resources. Lend your skills and talents for an hour, a day, a weekend, or as much time as you're willing to give. There are several ways you can pitch in. Join them at various properties across the state for family-friendly activities that help enhance public lands in our communities. These Work Play Earth Day events lead to lasting enhancements, increased awareness, and continued support for Wisconsin state parks and wildlife areas. Activities may include planting trees and shrubs, removing invasive plants, helping with trail and campground maintenance, picking up litter, and more. Community science opportunities include active community science projects in every county, with volunteer opportunities available for everyone, regardless of skill level, science experience, or availability. Some of the community science projects happening around the state include invasive and rare plant surveys, the Bumblebee Brigade, carnivore tracking, bat monitoring, turtle conservation, animal identification through Snapshot Wisconsin, and much more. Find more information about community monitoring efforts and how to get involved on the citizen-based monitoring webpage. The State Natural Areas Volunteer Program encourages native plants and animals to thrive by cutting brush, controlling invasive species, collecting seeds, monitoring rare species, and preparing fire breaks. Work days take place year-round and are a great way to get some exercise, have fun, and learn something new. You can also join a friends group or adopt a fish or wildlife area. A friends group is a nonprofit organization whose members volunteer their time, services, and support to enhance Wisconsin state parks, forests, trails, wildlife areas, and recreation areas. Many friends groups co-sponsor Earth Day events at DNR properties and often provide lunches or refreshments. For more ways to help, check out service projects through the DNR's volunteer portal or visit the DNR events calendar. Dairyland Power Cooperative celebrated Earth Day this morning by making a $20,000 donation to the Outdoor Recreation Alliance to support the development of their trail farm project in La Crosse. The 277-acre project is made up of forest and farmland, which will be transformed into a community area, providing access to 15 miles of shared-use trails and other amenities. The purpose of this project is to allow for a broader audience to embrace nature through hiking, biking, and skiing trails accessible to all user levels. It will also include opportunities to play, learn, and celebrate the outdoors. This donation includes a $10,000 match from CoBank, a national cooperative bank, through CoBank Sharing Success Program. The state is in good financial shape, according to the latest Wisconsin Policy Forum report. State debt is the lowest in 25 years, and reserves set a record last June. The Policy Forum says Wisconsin is in a good place to pay short-term bills, and the unemployment fund balance has built up again. The report says the state could use more money in its transportation fund. Gas prices are still going up across Wisconsin. The average rose 2.3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is 3.38. That's 1.8 cents lower than a month ago and almost 8 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said refineries should be wrapping up their maintenance soon. That means gasoline production should increase, putting downward pressure on prices soon. As of Saturday morning, the Lansing Bridge connecting Crawford County to Iowa is reopened. The 93-year-old bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs after construction on its replacement shifted two of its piers. Transportation officials said about 2,200 people use the bridge each day, and while the bridge was closed, the Iowa DOT provided a free water taxi service to help people avoid long detours. The replacement bridge is scheduled to reopen in 2026. Vice President Kamala Harris was in La Crosse today. Harris is campaigning in support of abortion rights and health care, according to a release from the White House. She will also discuss the economy. It is the third visit by Harris to Wisconsin this year and the seventh during her time as VP. She was in Madison last month and in Waukesha County in January. The third congressional district race is one of the most watched elections nationwide this fall. Wisconsin's House delegation split on foreign aid votes over the weekend. The House approved more than $60 billion in aid to Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel, and $8 billion to Taiwan. Republican Mike Gallagher, in his final House votes, was the only Wisconsin Republican to support all three. Tom Tiffany was the only Republican and only Wisconsin member to vote against all three. Tiffany had earlier posted on social media that the foreign aid does nothing to secure the U.S. southern border. Democrat Mark Pocan joined Tiffany in a no vote on the Israel funding. Pocan said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't deserve more support. Mike Gallagher's bill would require TikTok's Chinese owner to sell or face a U.S. ban passed with all six Wisconsin Republicans voting yes, Democrats Pocan and Gwen Moore voting no. There will be no charges against a state lawmaker accused in a scheme to evade campaign finance rules. Waukesha County District Attorney Susan Opper Friday declined to file charges against State Representative Janelle Branchin. A referral from the State Ethics Commission recommended felony charges against the Menominee Falls Republican for activities related to a campaign to defeat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Opper did not clear Branchin of wrongdoing, but cited a lack of evidence that she could use in court. The Ethics Commission also recommended charges against Voss's challenger, Adam Steen's campaign committee, workers for Donald Trump's fundraising committee, three Republican county parties, and several others over the alleged scheme. UW-Madison Division of Extension and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach will host a free webinar series for sheep and goat producers focusing on disease management, young survivability, genetic improvement, and grazing. The webinar will be hosted by Carolyn Eady, Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist. The Small Ruminant webinar will be held Wednesday at 7:30. Learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/4R468P.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana R. Adams, 69 of Boscobel. Diane Toots Goebel, 75 of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 31st at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Diane Toots Goebel, 75 of Richland Center.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some blustery winds have definitely kicked up today as expected, that strong southwest wind flow ahead of a cold front moving in from Minnesota and western Iowa. Now, there are a few spotty light showers ahead of that front sweeping across Iowa into eastern Minnesota. A few of those could clip through here this evening, but very small amounts, just like a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. Tomorrow will still be relatively seasonal. A secondary cold front, though, will move into the region during the afternoon and evening. It could produce a few more spotty showers, maybe a few claps of thunder as well. But again, rainfall amounts relatively small, probably a tenth inch or less. Behind that, a shot of cool Canadian air coming in tomorrow night and Wednesday should produce a pretty hard frost for Wednesday morning and possibly again Wednesday night, so gardeners take note of that. Otherwise, nice sunshine out there and less wind for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see strong southeast winds develop Friday in advance of the next storm coming into the central plains. We do expect quite a bit of rain to move through Friday into Friday night. Another round of heavier rain Saturday night and Sunday. Rain totals through the weekend could easily be an inch or two across the area and still unsettled into early next week. Here's that forecast now for tonight. It should be breezy with some spotty light showers in the evening. Temperature falling down into the 50s in the evening. 45 later tonight. Southwesterly wind around 15. Tomorrow variably cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the afternoon. Maybe a few claps of thunder. Highs reaching the mid-60s with a west wind of 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tuesday night, any showers ending early, then clearing out and chilly with some frost late, low at 30 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and cooler than normal, high near 54. For Thursday, mostly sunny and quite nice, low 31 with a high of 62. Friday, breezy with rain likely at times, low in the mid-40s, high near 62. Saturday, chance of showers early, then some peaks of sun, high 68, and some more showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, high 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great evening.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 65 degrees, which is our current daytime high, and after a morning low of 31. Yesterday's high was 59, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1980 is 94 degrees, with a record low of 22 set back in 1939. Last year's high was 45, with a low of 33. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:51. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:08. Winds are out of the southwest at 6 to 10 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.78, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Plenty of high school activities today, including Richland Center's soccer team playing host to Prairie du Chien this afternoon. And the Richland Center softball girls are at Platteville. Riverdale is at Iowa Grant to play a baseball game. And softball for Riverdale is at Boscobel. River Valley is home for baseball against Mineral Point, softball against McFarland, and soccer against Belleville. Ithaca and Seneca are meeting today in baseball and softball at Ithaca. Weston is entertaining DeSoto at Cazenovia Memorial Ballpark. And Kickapoo is on the road at North Crawford among the teams. It will be a game for the Brewers tonight, right back to action at Pittsburgh with Joe Ross getting the start in the first of a four-game road series. The Brewers swept the Cardinals, and Pat Murphy, their manager, talked about how it's gone so far for the crew.
The guys are battling, man. They're battling, and they're coming up big for us over and over. We faced a great starter in Sonny Gray. The kid's been great for a long time. I've never seen him bad. You know, every time I've seen him, he's been great, and he was great today. And he had to scratch a couple hits off him, Owen Miller off the bench, the catch that Perkins made over the fence. I just said that 2 days ago. And sure enough, he jumps over the fence and catches one.
Both major college men's basketball programs in Wisconsin are reported to be pursuing Texas transfer guard Tyrese Hunter. Badgers coach Greg Gard needs a player like Hunter to replace Chucky Hepburn at the point. Hepburn entered the transfer portal last week. Hunter is from Racine and was heavily recruited by Wisconsin when he was still in high school. With the Longhorns, he averaged 11 points, 4 assists, and just 1.3 turnovers a game. The report mentions that Marquette is also making Hunter a priority. The portal closes at the end of this month. Only two NFL teams have less money committed to their current rosters than the $192 million the Packers have on the books. Green Bay is spending less than $69 million on offense. That could change with a contract extension for quarterback Jordan Love and defensive lineman Kenny Clark. The two teams with less committed so far, the Chargers and the Cowboys. At the top, the Browns. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to basketball. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports. We begin another week with some highlighted games in Southwest Wisconsin, keeping our fingers crossed about the weather for this week after losing a couple to cancellation last week. Today we have the Ithaca Bulldogs hosting Seneca in Ridge and Valley softball. It's coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Craving adventure on three wheels? Find the best rides for the best road thrills at the Can-Am Test Ride event on May 4th at the Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Stop by to test ride a selection of vehicles, receive giveaway gifts, take advantage of exclusive on-the-spot factory promos, and ask product experts all your questions. This is an event you don't want to miss. Reach out to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center today to register for the Can-Am Test Ride event. See you there.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Joining us on the line is Paula Boland of the Ithaca softball team. Paula, the team's been playing pretty well lately, it looks like.
They played great this weekend in that, even though the weather wasn't very cooperative as usual. But I think they played one of their best games in that the Saturday and that at the tournament. So it's good to see.
You return to conference action today. Is it tough to come back and play on a Monday after you've played a couple games on Saturday?
No, I think the girls are ready, and with the weather forecast, we're actually looking forward to this game. It's good to always play. That's what they strive for, I guess. Practice is all right. No one really wants to practice every day, so they look forward to all the games.
Probably some warmer weather. I understand it was kind of cold on Saturday.
I'm surprised we got the games in and that, and I did ask the other coach and that. I said, so when our bats break, are you guys going to buy us new ones? Because it was like our first game was 34 degrees.
When you look at this week, is it a pretty busy week for the Bulldog girls?
No. Well, we have a doubleheader for a makeup game on Thursday, so we'll play all conference games we have today, and then Thursday we'll have our doubleheader against Lafarge.
What do you know about Seneca, tonight's opponent?
Well, I think they have kind of a different team. They had a very strong senior group that graduated out of there, so they're a completely new team this year, so we'll have to see what we can do.
Ithaca softball coach Paula Boland on the pregame show.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Paula Boland is the coach of the Ithaca softball team. They're preparing to play Seneca today, and an important conference game it is.
Yeah, we don't look past anyone in that. We try to do our best, but we need to win out the rest of our conference games to split with Wazika in that. So they're not losing any games, so we can't lose any games.
Who are the leading hitters here lately for the Bulldogs, Paula?
Well, it's tough to say in that because it's pretty much all the girls are stepping up in that at different times, and they're all hitting the ball hard. But Ari's been doing really well. Alyssa's really making good connection with the ball and hitting the ball hard. They each got triples, and they're taking those extra bases. Holly, she's working on her different bunts and everything else, but then she's a good hitter. Josie's always a solid hitter, so it's fun to watch these girls. Kaylee's coming around. Livy's always has a nice bat. So it's nice to see. And then the freshman in that, JC, it's tough to say because they've all contributed big time in that when we needed hits at certain times. So
some of that is just being confident going to the plate, and that probably comes with more at-bats, doesn't it?
It does in that. And we really worked on the mental game this year right at the beginning of the season. We talked about mental toughness and everything else, and I see a little difference in our team this year, so that's an important part of the game is the mental aspect of it.
Ithaca softball coach Paula Boland on the pregame show from WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to High School Softball on WRCO Radio Sports. We're just ahead of tonight's action between Ithaca and the Seneca Royals. And it's coming up next. Preview the game with some starting lineups and more information in just a moment. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
WRCO. Seneca's Royals come in with a record of 4-4 overall. The Ithaca Bulldogs at 4-1. Batting order for Seneca at second base, leading off Brittany Hines. The shortstop, Addison Davison, hits second. Kylie Staluka, the center fielder, hits third. Kylie Chambers at first base batting cleanup. Rhea Wallen hitting fifth and doing the catching. Ava Syme at third base, followed by Bridget Hall, the pitcher, hitting in the eighth spot. And batting number 9 is Cale Ducharme, who is the designated player. The Ithaca order is going to change a little bit. Unfortunately, an injury in warm-ups for pitcher Olivia Young. And Olivia not able to come out and play the game. Being looked at by the training staff here, Richland Sports Medicine. So Ari Lewis will now be in the circle, and her and Young have shared time this year. That changes considerably the lineup on the infield for the Bulldogs. Lewis and Josie Lau, the battery. Holly King is at first base. Looks like Jaden Boland is at second. J.C. Maxwell moves over to shortstop, and Alyssa Muller is at third. In the outfield, Maylee Plemer, Haley Newkirk, and also, let's see, the last player, we'll figure that out. Right fielder?